All right. Again, the Mashiach, I want to thank Dylan for coming today in this necessary topic, which is the Birchas of the first Bracha Shemen Esrei. For those that were not here last week, just we last week went through the importance, the reason, what we're supposed to do if we don't have the right kavan in the first Bracha. It was sheets that you could see with the basic halachos. What we're going to do today is we're going to go through what the meaning of the words are. And this is the Pirush HaMilos. We'll try to stick to the Pashut of Pirush HaMilos. As we're going to go through this, there are many different explanations to the words. You have to choose one. Whatever you feel you connect with the meaning of the words, that's the one you should choose. Although I myself feel sometimes, you know, for a week you'll focus on this meaning, for another week you'll focus on a different one, because if it's the same thing every day, we then tend to make it rote and we don't have kavana then. So what we can try to do as we go through the shir is to say, oh, this week I'll work on this is what Ezer Mashiach Mage means. This is what Hakel Hagadah Agibar means. Preferable is the Olam is to write down really in the Siddur. If you're not using an art school Siddur, if you have a plain Siddur, use a Siddur where you could write inside the word. So this way you see the meaning. When you're saying the word, it's so much easier than to try to be mechaven. Well, what does this word mean? You then, of course, are going to rush, go through the tefillah. There's a Chabad Chaim, Maradik Chabad Chaim, written the last page of his Sefer. He writes that, and I think that this is such an essential, we talk about tefillah. We've all maybe studied the concept of time management. We all see in our daily lives, even a day like today, if we don't manage our time, we're going to waste our day. It comes the end of the day, we'll be frustrated. So what is time management? What is the way to live our time, how long the time management? Because last night, what do we have to do today? I have to give this share today. I have to take care of this today. You make a list, and then the list is there in front of us, and we know what is number one, what's the most important, what's the second thing that's most important. We get through everything. If we're going to go now home, we'll say to our wife, so what are we doing today? We're going to end up doing nothing. We have to make a list. That's what the Chabad Chaim says has to be done with tefillah. If we start Shemayin Esrei, and we don't manage our time, meaning before we start Shemoneh Esrei, before we come to shul, we're on our way to shul, what am I davening for today? What do I have to get done today? Is it a interview? I want the interview to go smoothly. Is it that I'm in need of getting somewhere safely? I should be davening for that. If we think about what our day is going to consist of, because we already did our time management, I have to go shopping today with my wife. I wanted to be able to go easy. I want to be able to find the parking spot. We can even daven in Ruchai and Halashim says for the simplest things. If we know at our day what I'm doing today, then when I come to davening, I now know what I'm davening for. And that is the Chofetz Chaim's, what he writes at the end of his sefer, is time management. We have to go into Shemoneh Esrei before we take our three steps. If we can't do this before we come to shul, at least before we take our three steps, who are we davening for? Who is sick? We usually end up in Rifeinu. Oh, who am I davening for, Rifeinu? And then we just speed along because we say, you know what, I'll do it by Mincha. Comes Mincha, we do it by Ma'ariv. But before we begin Shemayin Esrei, who am I davening for today? What's the tzaris in the world today? Which soldier, which hostage am I davening for today? If we already have the names and we have already what our plan is for the day, our tefillah is going to be different. We are going to spend time on the first bracha of Shemayin Esrei today. As we spoke about last week, if you don't have kavanah for this bracha, it's very, very difficult then that the rest of your Shemayin Esrei is going to be listened to. It touches upon Bracha Levatolo. We saw last week. We cannot really continue the Shemayin Esrei. So let us begin, therefore, with understanding what Hashem Sefasai Tiftach Ufiyagiti Lasach is. We're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, open up my lips so I should be able to say and praise the words, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do we begin with that? I saw a pashut, the reason why. What the first Bracha, the first parts of Shemayin Esrei are all praise. We begin to praise Hashem, Hashem will then answer our tefillos. What's the greatest praise we can say that we cannot talk without HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the koyach to talk? The reason we're able to talk is because Hashem blew into our nostrils the koyach to be able to speak. Speech is the one way that we're totally God. That's our godliness. It's not anything physical. the oxygen's leaving our body producing sounds. What greater level of godliness than being able to speak? Animals can make noises. We are able to take our mouths, our sifasai, and if Hashem gives us that kayak, and he gave us that kayak, we now can praise Hashem. So we want to begin with the greatest praise of all. The greatest praise of all is I can talk. But it's not me. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we realize that Hashem, sifasai tiptach, Hashem, you please open up my mouth so my mouth can continue to say your praises, but we're realizing that it's all coming because of the kayach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are 18 brachas in Shemoneh Esrei. Originally, there were 18 brachas. We'll shortly see the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, where they got their name from. There are 18 different praises in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. As the Mefarshim say, the beginning always is kailo everything. We find that by, let's say, Mitzvah Smila. Mitzvah Smila is the first mitzvah that Avram is given. Mitzvah Smila is keneged, is keilu, is if you're in kayim. First bracha of Shemoneh Esrei therefore encompasses the whole Shemoneh Esrei. So it appears just to be a bracha of talking about the Havos, but there are 18 shvachim. Each one of the shvachim does not only mean praising Hashem, it's also time to be mavakesh Hashem. As I mentioned last week, you say, when we praise Hashem, we're going to see from Rabbi Yonis and I, we're going to see from others that it's really a zman of a bakasha. So it's nichlal all of the 18 shvachim have in them the 18 bakashas to Shemoneh Esrei. How many words are there in the first bracha? There are 42 words. 42 is keneged the shem mem beis. We spoke about that. We had to share the shem mem beis. Therefore, the actual bracha begins Baruch Ata Hashem. As we are going to see, the mefarshim say the first letter is baruch, is the letter beis. The last letter in the is magen avram. What does avram end with? Mem. We again see mem beis. So already the signature of the bracha. Baruch begins with the beis, ends with the mem, shem and beis, shem and beis. We saw the kayak of this shame, as we say it is bracha, that's the anav kayak is the shame and beis. We spoke about that already. It's all nichlal in the first bracha. The first bracha is the only bracha that begins with the bracha and ends with the bracha. As the halacha says, bracha smucha l'chaberta, all the other brachas are connected to the previous bracha. But whenever you have bracha smucha l'chaberta, the first one has to be a complete bracha. It begins with the bracha, ends of the bracha. We do not have the words melech ha'olam, although a bracha generally consists of malchus. The Farshim say, we read in the parasha, Elokei Avram, who is the one who showed that Hashem is the melech, Avram, we have in the Gemara brachas. So the words Elokei Avram already are the melech ha'olam. Once we say the words Elokei Avram, we're already showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech. Others say that the words Akel, Hagodo, Hagibar, Va'naira, is also the concept of Malchus. It doesn't have to be the word Malchus. That's Malchus also. We therefore begin now in the sheet with the Shibulei Alekhet, where he brings down the Gemara. So everyone should have number one on the sheet. Try to go through the bold parts of the sheet. And the Olam, again, can chazer it over. It's getting used to what these words mean and what we're trying to accomplish. Says the Shibulei Alekhet, there were 120 Zekanim, part of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. And they were misaking the brachas al haseder. What does it mean al haseder? That means the brachas were already, many of the brachas in Shemoneh Esrei were already said before. Avraham Avinu's tefillah, most of his tefillah was his own words. Yitzhak Tavim Mincha, but it was his own words. Yaakov also. But as we'll shortly see, many of the words that we have in the bracha originated already with Avraham Avinu saying these words, Yitzhak saying some of these words, Yaakov saying some of them. So you have 120 Zekanim coming together, and they were Masada, the tefillah has to be Allah Seder. If you don't say Allah Seder, you're not going to be Yaitza. Someone therefore has to say Baruch Aleinu, when he forgets to say the right, saying the same bracha, saying Talamat to the bracha, can't just fill in the bracha. You have to go back to that bracha and go in order. It has to be done Allah Seder. When Kivan Shabo, so I'm in the middle of the Shibulei Alekhet, we're almost up to the bold letters. Shabo Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, Kolam Etiknam Kisidron. They were misakin in the order of what took place. Kishenitzel Avram Avinu Mir Kazim. So we read at the end of Lech Lecha, Avram Avinu was saved from the fire or Kazim. Haskul Malach Hashem. Who are the ones who said this bracha? The Malachim said the bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen Avram. So the bracha of Magen Avram is the bracha which is was said, and to remind us of what happened by Urkazim, the Kiddush Hashem that was made, Shinekad Yitzchak Avinu, this week's parasha we just read, Avraham Avinu was on the Mizbeach, and Vinasa Deshen, by Yo'afre Moshlech Kahar Maria, Rashi does mention this also, the concept of the Deshen, it was like Ki'ilu, that's Afre Shel Yitzchak. So the what's the Afre Shel Yitzchak? The animal, the idol, which is in the place of Yitzchak, is considered Afre Shel Yitzchak. So his mom is Deshen. That's the, oh, there was a Tchiyas HaMesim. Where was the Tchiyas HaMesim? Miyad Ebi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tal. Yitzchak actually, as I mentioned on Shabbos morning, if he won Medrash, he actually died. His neshama went up. His neshama came back. It was a Tchiyas HaMesim. At that time, the bracha of Mechai HaMesim was established. Yitzchak, therefore, is connected with Mechai HaMesim. We're saying the bracha of Mechai HaMesim. We're thinking about Akedas Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were Mechai Yitzchak by the Akedah. There should be Tchiyas HaMesim. Tchiyas HaMesim doesn't just mean that in the future there's Tchiyas HaMesim. It means those that are ill, those that are very, very sick in the hospital, those that are spiritually sick, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should be Messiah them too. And that's what this bracha is connected. Then you have the bracha of Atta Kaddish, which is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was Kedusha, he was Torah, and the bracha therefore is connected Yaakov. In the Seder Hayyim, he also says, he adds in over here the Yaakov. So I just want to read you the Magen Avraham is for Kazdim, Yitzchak is Shepar Chanishmasa. The third bracha is connected Yaakov. The Gdishu as Kedosh Yaakov, who are Yeshayrish HaKedusha. Yaakov was the Yeshayrish HaKedusha. It was Torah and Kedusha, the Makkah and So we begin the bracha of Shemayin Esrei. And if you want, the Dalam wants, if you have the Siddur in front of you, maybe it'll be easier to remember what these words mean when you say it, Mirtz Hashem. By Mincha. So we begin with the bracha, and it appears to be very, very repetitive because we say, so the word Baruch means blessed. Hashem is not blessed. He is the source of bracha. That's what you have in mind when you say the word Baruch. Baruch Atah. You are the source of giving us bracha. We're not saying you are blessed, Hashem. Hashem is not blessed. Hashem is God. We'll see shortly. Baruch Atah means you are the source of bracha. Whenever you say the word Hashem, Hashem is, was, and will be. We first have to know that Hashem is now, is the Mepharshim explained, that's the first machshava, not was, is, and will be. Right now is, the God who's running the world now, was, and will be. That is the inyan of Hashem. Also, being that it's the beginning of Shemayin Esrei, have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the world, so you are the source of all bracha, as the Michtam Eliyahu writes, Odessa writes, Rav Eliyahu Pran writes. We're going to be beginning to ask for all our tzrachim. The best way to begin, therefore, is to realize that Hashem is the source. Our children come to us for money, and they know that we're the only ones that could provide, it shows that they accept that we're their father. They'll only go to those that they feel can really give it and hand it out. So if we begin the Shemayin Esrei with this kavana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the source of bracha. From the word brecha, brecha is a well is continuously flowing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're continuously giving to the world. You are Hashem, Haya Haya Vaviyah. We are, make sure the Olam has to be very careful. And I sometimes you can use it as a, what I'm about to say, to use as in a case of need. But a lot of the Olam, if you listen to them, they don't say Hashem's name the right way. And Rabbi Belsky made this point to me, and he said, I should speak about when those days, he said. He says, the Olam says the word Adinai. That's what they say. And that's the name of an Avodah Zarah. Listen to people when they say Hashem's name. That's why in the schools, and girls' schools especially, they say Adai, which is the right way to say it. When you say Adai, most of the time it's going to come out as Adinai. Adinai is a mensch, as I just mentioned. I did have to use this. That someone had to be get a bracha under the chuppah, but the couple that was getting married, they weren't going to keep Torah on Mishpacha. I don't know if they were going to keep Shabbos, but he had to get up there and make a bracha, and it was embarrassing not to go up there and make a bracha. So I told him if he's going to get called up, when he says it's not my Eitzah, or my Shishnabach says it's Eitzah, when he gets the bracha under the chuppah, you say Baruch Atah Adinai. It's not Hashem's name. So you're really not taking a bracha of Atah. The island's not going to know the difference anyway, because anyway, it's always Adinai. So he says that was the Eitzah that I gave him. He did get called up. That's what he did. I don't know. I'm sorry, the Kedushin. I don't know what the. What, I don't think. I think it was a conformer servant. It was a reform rabbi giving him anyway. So this was the Eitzah. But the Olam should be careful. You listen to people davening for the Amid. People that get an Aliyah, I'm always debating. You tell them, it's embarrassing them. I don't know if it's me, I don't want to embarrass anybody. So if we can try to pay attention, we should be saying Hashem's name the right way, not saying Adinai. You'll listen to people later. Whenever you hear people get Aliyahs, follow Tefillah, it's something that has to be rectified. For sure, the Bachrim, I try to tell them, because they'll take it okay. But and if you see your children making a bracha, tell them to be careful with this. We ourselves have to pay attention to the bracha. We then begin with Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu, and then we say Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Very repetitive. The word Elokeinu, what is that word? So Hashem, we know, means Haya Hayvaviyah. We're going to see, if we have some time, the number 26 we've spoken about. That's the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. We spoke about the Yud and the Hey. Now we have the Yud and the Hey, the Vav and the Hey in the days of Mashiach. Ki Yod Al Keis Ka. Right now we have the right to say the Yud and the Hey. We don't have the Vav and the Hey. But the name Elokim, Elokeinu, is the name that I think we need to spend just a few minutes on. What does that mean? And why are we repeating? Why are we repetitive in this bracha? We're going to start on the sheet. It's out of order over here. I'm going to read the base Elokim, a Meiridika Mabit that I found last week. Just recently saw this Mabit in Shara Yisaydes, where he explains the name Elokim. In other words, we have a lot of similar names of Hashem. We have Elokeinu, we have the name Elokim, we have the name Eloka. That's another name of Hashem. They all seem to be similar but different. Says the Mabit, Olam should, if Olam doesn't have the sheet, and I'll try to make extra copies for later, you'll be able to see this. Shem Kael, when we're going to be saying the name Aleph Lamed of Hashem, again, first word, we're up to the word in the brach of Elokeinu, so it's Kael. What does Kael mean? Kael is Chayzik B'Taykev, strength, powerful. That's what Kael means, that he's powerful God. B'Shem Zeh, I'm reading you from the second bullet, B'Shem Zeh U'Shayrish V'Ikr. This name, Aleph Lamed, which is interesting. If you're going to take the letters at Aleph Beis, it's 22 letters. 11 letters on top, 11 letters on bottom. The Aleph is going to be directly on top of the Lamed. If you, again, make it the make two lines of the letters of Hashem's name, Aleph Lamed is going to be one on top of the other. It's this name of strength, power. It is the name, it is the Shoresh for all the other names, because it's the Shoresh for Elokim, it's the Shoresh for Eloka, it's the Shoresh for Elokeinu. Where do these other names come from then? So he says, Maridik, this is Shad. Again, it's hard for each time we say these names to think of, well, you know, it's not a lot to think of, but you can see already yourself. If you're going to take the word, just reading what he says it, we have to be mishtatev this name, which means, again, takif, power, the kale, the ainah, there's no one else like him. If you take the Aleph Lamed backwards, it's love, no one else like him. Hashem is powerful, loy. No one else is like him. I think that's what he means over there. Because he brings in loy sishtachavel el acher. So we see the word kale backwards, loy. There's no other God. We then add always two letters. What letters do we add? Eloka is adding the vav and hey of Hashem's name. Aleph lamed vav hey. Those are the second of the letters of the yud hey and the vav and the hey, which now we don't say only with the letters aleph lamed, but we don't have the right to say the yud hey vav and the hey the way it was used to be said. Hayris, what's that telling us? This that Hashem is powerful. And we're accepting that He is God. Via Emes. Elokim is Emes. That's the truth, that there's no other God in the world. We have to also have in mind that Haya Hayvaviyah. So in the name of Elokim, or in this case now we're only doing the word the Aleph Lamed Vav Hey, we're showing that this Kale is Haya Hayvaviyah. That's where the name Eloka comes from. But that's the last two letters of the Yud Hey and the Vav Hey. Then the Mabit continues and he says, we do that also when you say Elo, when Kimayshim Mayrin, Tasayis is Mahusa. We need to do that. Chain says, Nitaisav Hashem Bezayis is Yishayinais. That's the letters Elokim. What's Elokim? Aleph Lamed, same letters. The first two letters of the Shem Hashem, Yud and Hey. Why is there a Mem? Where did the name Mem? Why is there a letter Mem in the end of Elokim? Says the Mabit Mayrin. Because Hashem created man. For Torah, Torah is nitna l'mem yoyim. Man is also created in 40 days. We spoke about how brainwaves from the conception till the actual the neshama. I don't want to say the neshama, but when the we consider it already to be a fetus, it's 40 days. We know also 40 days before Brias Ha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already thought about the Brias Ha'olam. 40 is always about creation. We're showing creation roots. And when we say Elikim, we have the Aleph and the Lamed. We have the Yud and the He from Hashem's name showing Hayai Vaviyah, showing that man, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is God over man, and man, which was the purpose of man, is to learn Torah for 40 days. That's the Inyan of Elikim. Bereish is Bara, Elikim. Why did Hashem create the world? Hashem created the world for Torah. Torah was given in Mem Yoyim. Torah was given for Bishvil Reishis, because of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, we say the beginning of the Torah is Aleph, Lam, and Takif. We also have the Shem Hashem, Yud and the Hey of the Shem Hashem, for this world. Right now, we don't have the right to say Vavet. And we have the Mem. So that's when you're saying Elekeinu, therefore, it's the same thing. You have the Aleph and the Lamed. You have the Hey and the Yud. So you're supposed to be thinking, at least in this Baruch Hashem, I can't tell you the whole davening. You'll never finish davening. But at least in the Elekeinu here, what are you thinking of? Kale? Shem is Takif. Look at the next two letters, Yud and Hey. And the Nun Vav also represents, I don't want to go into it, the number 56 is a very, in Kabbalah, but just think of there, you could just think our God, that is create, it's like Elekid. Hashem is create, is our Elekeinu. Now we have to get to the other words. What's the Elek? So again, we have the Elek, the same thing. Aleph, Lamed, Hey, Yud. You also have the Vav over there from Hashem's name. We go to get to the next step. We're hoping that we can now, the letter Vav is MS. Yeah, there's so much here. Each one of these is a whole shiur for itself. But the letter Vav, we find Eliyahu's name. The letter Vav was given to Yaakov. Yaakov took the letter as a mashkin for the days of Mashiach. He took the letter Vav. Vav always represents emet. It's chibur. Vav always connects. It connects to the thing before. It's a continuation. We're saying, therefore, Elokeinu, our God. We're connected. Ve'elokei, the Vav is a chibur. We're also realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kael, the Hey and the Yud, Aveseinu of our forefathers. Now we repeat. Why do we repeat? So the Mefarshim say like this. The Gemara says.
I think the Shmur said that all the Shemus Kavanas you should have right before the Baruch. Like it also says during the Baruch, you'll never.
Right. Never, so over here by Shemun Esrei, if you could, even though normally you should do it before, but here we'll see. Like we saw last week, if the whole Baruch is considered one Baruch, you could do it any. Have to go in order. Your kavanas have to be in order. But at least over it should be able to say, if you could do it in the first Baruch Hashem Manasseh, everywhere else you should do it before. But over here to do it while you're saying it. Says the, so now let's go back to Rabbi Yehuda Yala. Rabbi Yehuda Yala wrote a long tshuva about the kavanas. Just again, Pashup Shad. I'll go over the whole Pashup Shad when we finish. But let's go right over it. In Shemais, what does Hashem say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Number three, going backwards. What do those words mean? So Hashem is saying, I am, Hashem says this to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says that I am the same God of Avram. Avram on his own figured out I'm God. Yitzhak on his own figured it out on his own. And so did Yaakov. Then again, a few psukim later, he says it again. Again, Elikim. Elikim says to Moshe. Tell the Bnei Yisrael how to daven Shemayin Esrej. This is what Rabbi Yehuda Yala says. El Hashem, Elokei Avoseich, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Shelachani Yasam. So we're doing exactly what Hashem told us to do. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Yala says. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he meets Hashem for the first time, Hashem says, this is what I want you to do. I want you to say first, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and also say, Elokei Avoseich. That's why we do it. We're following what Hashem wanted us to do. Why does Hashem want us to say it, repeat it twice? We're going to have to see a little bit more of what each one of them represented, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But for now, at least have in mind, Rabbi Yehuda Yala says when you say these words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you told Moshe Rabbeinu that we should say that we are the God, you're a God of our fathers, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Why is Yaakov chosen, not Yisrael? Isn't Yisrael the name that Hashem changed that his name should be called? There it is, Rabbi Yudialis. Again, it's all in number five. Rabbi Yudialis says, because when did Yaakov misakin the brach of Ma'ariv? He said Ma'ariv where? Before he ever went to Laban's house. Before he went to Laban's house, what was his name? His name was Yaakov. His name was Yaakov. Therefore, we are saying the name Yaakov because that's at the time we're reminding ourselves what happened at that time. When Yaakov, the Shaila is like this one. Why did Yaakov go ahead and the Sak and Ma'ariv? Why is Ma'ariv a Rishus? So the Mefarshim explained, Yaakov that day missed Mincha. Because on that day, the mountain, the sun set very quickly. Sunset so quickly, he missed mincha. He davened ma'ariv as a makeup for the mincha that he missed on that day. We retain the name Yaakov. The Mefarshim also explain that if you add up all the letters in Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, you can have this in mind too. It is 13. Avram has 5, Yitzhak has 4, that's 9, and Yaakov also has 4, 13. Rachel, Leah, and Sarah, and Rivka also are 13. If you add all the letters together, it's Yudkei Vavkei, it's the 26th. So you have all the letters. If it's going to be Israel, it'll be 27. So once Avram's name became Abraham with a hey, so Yaakov had to be now go back to being Yaakov because we want to have the Yudkei Vavkei to so that together it's 26. We are now including the name Yudkei Vavkei. Why is it 13? Because that's Echad Achdus. If Klal Yisrael is Echad, if we're one, we then have this chus of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Many Mefarshim say that if the Gemara says Masechta Shabbos, Thomas chus avos, we're not chus avos anymore, so why are we including them? Teretz is, but if we connect with the avos, we do have chus avos. It's only that don't think about the avos. We don't think about what these words mean. We don't realize Avraham's kayach, Yitzchak's kayach, and Yaakov's kayach, so then we're not going to have chus avos. As I mentioned, like yesterday, Bashal Ashudis, Rabbi Yudiala is the one who says, although I said from Kedusha Rib, that I have it on the sheet over, Rabbi Yudiala says, you can see from the second letter of each one of their names, what tefillah they were misakin. Second letter of Avram is a base, biker. Second letter of Yitzhak is a tzaddik, tzaharayim, afternoon. And the third letter, and the second letter of Yaakov is an ayin, which is arvis. Yaakov was misakin, mayriv. Comes along the Yaris Dvash. Yaris Dvash, Rabbi Edison Abchitz, number one, says, very important, you say it here. He says, we say these nets, so we've completed Elikei Avram, Elikei Yitzchak, Elikei Yaakov, realizing that each one of them understood Elikei. Remember again, Aleph Lamed, that Hashem is powerful. That's what we're saying. Avram, you realize that Kale and Yudanei, Hayah Hay Bevi'ya. Yitzchak, you realize Kale, Hayah Hay Bevi'ya. Yaakov also realize it. We then say Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor. Remember, when we say that word Hakel, it's to like we just said, it's to remind us what these LAKs are. This Hakel is really defining the name LAK. It's defining the name LAKim. Think again, Hakel, the LAK that I've just been saying is Takif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the powerful one. And remember Loi, there's no one else like him. Remember Hakel. Ale backwards is light, that there's no one like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We then come to the words, HaGadol, HaGibor, VaHanor. What do these words mean? So before we get to the words, Rabbi Yonasan Abchitz says like this, if we can do this, it's a little bit difficult, but we try. Kasha Yosem Olibot, when you think about the godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, very difficult. What does that mean? The Gadol means big. Ugvuraisav is strength, and Iraisav, and Tefirim, Buashabachar, Banu Labaydasai. And Hashem has chosen us to be his avodim, to serve him, to learn his Torah. Meaning to say, we are this Am Shvela. Not only Shvela, we're very Shvela. We're really this Toilas, Vlayish. But we were chosen. How could we not be so besimcha? Says Rabbi Yonasan Abchitz, when you say these words, you should be besimcha. That we, look how great Hashem is, and look how lowly we are, and Hashem chose us to be his nation. The inyan of saying it besimcha, he writes here, just to read you then, you should have the simcha shevas chalas atu. You begin Shemana Esrei. You have to do the simcha. We're so great. We're so grateful. This is a zman of akara satayv. Says Rabbi Yonasan Abchitz. When you say these words, hakel, hagadol, hagibor, v'anor, we'll see what the words mean. When you're saying those words, we have to be the simcha akara satayv. Thank you, Hashem, for choosing us as this nation. It's really the bracha I said to you before. Everything's in this first bracha. Maidim, this is where the maidim is. Thank you, Hashem. That's the maidim. Let us see, let's go further over here then. What are we thinking about when we're saying these words? Let us first go to the Gemara Masechta Yuma, where the Gemara says like this, Dam Rabbi Shuv and Levi, Lama Nikra, why are they called Anshi Knesset Sagadayla? Gedayla, where that word come from? Shev Zira, Taliyosh, they put back the words that were originally removed. Asa Maisha, Maisha says these words. Hakel, Hagadol, Hagiba, Vanair. Asa Yirmiyo. Yirmiyo comes and says, what do you mean, Gadol? No, what do you mean, Naira? Nachru, Mekarka, Mecholai. Look what the Goyim are doing to the Hechol, destroying it. Where's the Naira? There's no Naira. There's no one fearing God. So let's remove the word Naira. Asa Daniel. Daniel came along and said, Nachru, Mishtavna, Mevanov. Where's Guraisa? Guraisa, where's your power, Hashem? Your nation is being their servants. No more Gibor. Aseinu comes down to Knesset and goes, no, Adarabo, Zuik Virasai. This is the Gvura of Hashem. What do you see the word Gvura is? Shekhaivish, he's Kaivish, even though he can destroy us, he doesn't destroy us. We're working. So we see that we already see from the Gemara. What does Gvura mean when we're saying in the Bracha, Agav Hagibar? Gibar is Hashem's Gvura. What does Noira mean? We're going to see the Yisayv Shayash Rabbeinu. If you look at the next one on the sheet, Noira Yachshay, what should you be thinking about? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yiru Ma'ayv, there is a fear of Kohan Evrayim on us. We're fearful of God. So the Noira is that there's a fear of God, and we feel that sense of Yira. That's what the word Noira means. Says, therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak Glauser, Rabbi Yitzchak Mipetelberger says, yes, the Kasha. What was the reason why Daniel came along and Yirmiyahu, they said we shouldn't say it, and then Achik Nezegdala come and say it. They said not to say it. They were wrong, Daniel, and he does write that they were really right. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that we shouldn't say it because it was his man of Hester Panim. It's his man when you didn't see the Gadol, the Gibar Vahanayru. So if you don't see it, they felt and Hashem doesn't want us to say it. Hashem wants us to feel it, not just when people say something and they don't actually believe it and they don't understand it, it's worthless, it's meaningless. So they were of the opinion that Hashem is not showing his Gvura. That means he doesn't want us to say it. Comes on, Chik Nezengel, and says no. They say no. Adi Gnodel says, by sometimes it's the outside brings us to the inside. Our piv, as we said, Hashem Sevasai Tiptof, our lips, what we say, internalizes it. We tell people to be happy on the outside, even if they're not happy on the inside, it eventually seeps into the inside. So they said, no, you should say it. What are we thinking about? When we say it, then let's go back to Yisrael V'Shayash V'Avayda. HaGodol HaGibor Yachshev V'Machshavti V'Zeh Aloshin. How lucky we are. Mi Yemalo V'Resach. We talk about the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we saw from Ebyonis tonight, we have to say what a Simcha G'dayla. That Hashem, Al-Tsumay Al-Goy, the greatness of Hashem, how great he is, and he's chosen us to be his nation. Nara, we saw. What about Kel Elyon? What do those words mean? Kel Elyon says, Yisoy B'Shoyah Shavayda. Also, B'Sim Chatzuma, we have to be so excited and happy. That Shahat Anela, Mishmet, you're hidden in the Shemei Shemayim. You know, now what's the Simcha Tzuma about that? We'll have to see as we go forward. But we'll see that we do see that this Kel Elyon, and those words were said by Avraham Avinu after, if you look at number four on the sheet, where do these words come from? Sedayim. After Avraham Avinu goes to the battle with Melech Sedayim, he said again, this bracha is connected to Avraham Avinu. Baruch El Yelyoy, Hashemigin Tzarecha. That pasuk has Mogein, bracha of Mogein, has in it also El Elyoy. So therefore, if you look in the Sefer Mekarei HaTefillah, he says that's the bracha, Mogein Avraham. Mogein Avraham, it says Kel Elyoy. The God that's above, what does it mean? A God, he's Nelam. We don't, now it is a world of Nistar. He's Nelam B'Shmei Meraim. And even the Malachim say, I am Mekayim Kavoy Kachach. Where is the Kavod Hashem? When the days of Mashiach come, we are going to know the Makam Hashem. The Malachim are going to be asking us where our Kadosh Baruch Hu is. We're thinking about Kel Elyon. We realize that our Kadosh Baruch Hu is in the Elyon and Shemayim. He's Nelam. He's hidden from us now. We don't understand his ways. That's what we're thinking about. So we realize that we don't understand why things are happening. We don't understand why people's lives are being taken. We don't understand the different tzaras. When you're saying the words Kel Elyon, realize that he's Nelam. He's above. He's Nelam from us. What is Goymel Chasad and Taivim there for me? Shata Goymel Hashem is the Goymel Chesed and Kol B'Yosef. So we might not see it. We might not understand it. But we accept this, that Hashem is the Goymel Chasad. So once again, let's just go back to these words over here. Hakel we know is Takif. Going back on everything you were saying before, that HaKadosh Baruch you are the Takif. HaGadol, yes, literal translation is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great. What does it mean, great? The greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is how lucky we are to have such a God who is so great, and he's still chosen us to be his nation. And then we have the words, which Gadol and Gibor really go together, the strength of Hashem, the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he did throughout the history, whether it was to the Egyptians, whether it is to the Dara Flaga, what happened to the Dara Mabel, all that is Gibor, is the strength of Hashem. The word Noira means, once again, that the fear that we have, Anoira, that we're all fearful of God, that is the Noira. We say that with the Simcha Atzuma, that the world, Yirumai, the fear that the world does have, we see that in the world, there is a fear of God. And that's what Vinayr is. Koimel Chasadim Toivim is that Hashem is a Goimel Kol Briyosa. What does the Koine Akol mean? That Hashem owns everything. So what do you think about? So you see over here in the Sefer Taliyaris, he brings down, a lot of worlds. When you learn the Sefer Yisrael Shavar, the worlds are countless. Hashem, the Koine Akol, you're Koine, you own all the worlds, not just this world. Koine Akol means Kol Oilamas. That's what those words mean. Come along the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai speaks about now. So we've completed the El Elyon. We're up to the words. Gaimel Chasadim Tayyib. You're Gaimel Chasadim Tayyib. What does the word Gaimel mean? Where else do we find the word Gaimel? Says the Ben Ishchai. Lefi Pshutai, move on. Lashon Gaimel. Gaimel means to give. Gaimel Chasadim. Gemila. Gemilas Chesed. Gemilas Chesed is to do good. That would be the Pashup Shad. However, the Ben Ishchai says, if you want a little bit of a deeper Pshat, it's to reveal. Where do we find that the word gaimel is to reveal? It became noticeable. The world is that the chasadim are noticeable. So it does not mean that you give chesed. It means your good is noticeable. We get to see it. We appreciate it. We see it in our daily lives. So again, when you think about gaimel, chasadim, payment, it doesn't mean that Hashem gives good. We see the good. That's what Goimel means. And that's Megal. If you read further on, he says over there. Also, he goes into the Ilamais, Mighty Megal, Masak, and Saras, and Kram Chasad, and Taiv, and Megalais, and Mashpia Chasad. Hashem is Mashpia on all the other words. But again, the word Goimel means to be revealed. We see it. It's a part of, we can see it in our daily lives. He then goes on to explaining also the word, what does the Kaini HaKol mean? He brings down from the Ramban, that what does it mean? Akol Shalot. Kaini Akol means everything belongs to him. That would be, again, as we said, the Pashup Shat in the words, the Kaini Akol. But as we saw from the other explanations, Kaini Akol means all the Olamos belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are many, we believe that there are many, many Olamos. Why is that important to us? Because if we knew the Kayach of our Tefillah, that our Kayach HaTefillah affects all these Olamos, our tefillah would be different. Every word that we say, and you learn through all the prakim Yisrael Shresh Rebar, they do tikkunim to these other worlds that Hashem created. The purpose of these other worlds are good questions. It's not for now. It goes into Kabbalah, but whatever the purpose is, very important to realize that Kaini HaKol is, that our Dibur is doing something to all these worlds that Hashem had created. Comes along the back to Rabbi Yonis and Aibchit. Rabbi Yonis and Aibchit says, when we're saying the brach, and so important what he says over here, I want to read you, we'll read it together, because it's the insight in what the whole brach is. Yay, it's really repeating this idea that we said before. Yay, when you say the words, Gaimel Chasad and Tayyivim, the Zaycher, and you remember Hashem, the Chas Deyavos, Yesh Liten Alim, by Kamarol of another. How grateful we are that we are kind of the master of the Chasad and Drachim. That we're similar in some ways to Hashem. What does that mean? First, think of all the good that Hashem has done to you. That's what you're doing now. Don't think of all the bad things. Just like Kamidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He zaycher mitzvos u'ma'asim tovim. U'ma'aviv v'nosayim. He forgives us for our errors. The role litvos midasei shalom. At this point in Shemoneh Esrei, you should say, I want to be like Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is me, that was to do good to others. And I want to be a mefaris in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. The chrizah, I want to announce the greatness of Hashem. The kavadas emes, I want the whole world to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes. Chayin, Rolad, look what he says now. The Eich Yosef, how could a person say the brach of Magen Avraham when he saw Malev and he doesn't think during these words that I want to follow in the ways of Hashem or in the ways of Avraham Avinu? What are the ways of Avraham Avinu again? L'rachem kol nidach, to have rachmanes, ulefakech, and to be concerned with other people's needs. Ulekabel, and to be mekabel mashiach, or whatever happens to us, we accept the urahaba, which is what Avraham Avinu was all about. Ach tzarech liyos nav v'nav v'aretz, we have to go around the world. And the yikaru tzarech rabbis, kemosh shekaru l'Avraham. Yeah, we're going to go through challenges in life. Still, after all our challenges, tamim tiyam Hashem. Avraham Avinu went through all the asar nesyaynos. Look what he writes. That's what you're having him on right now. The Zaycher Chaz Dei Avos is to remember what's his pshat then? The chesed that they always did, the way they lived their lives. It's not just remember the Chaz Dei Avos, what Hashem did. No. Zaycher Chaz Dei Avos is that at this point in the Shemoneh Esrei, I am telling myself, I want to live the life like Avraham Avinu. I want to live that life that was to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. I want to live a life of Avraham Chesed. I want to live a life of Avraham Hachnasis Arachim. That is what we're being Mekabel. It's a Kabbalah. We're being Mekabel during this Brachos Shemayim Esrei that we want to remember the Chazay of it, and that's the life that we want to live. We realize, as we said right before, there's that the Gaimel Chasadim Taivim, that HaKadosh Baruch is Chasadim Taivim, the Avos followed in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they were Gaimel Chasadim Taivim. We are being Mekabel now, Be'ahava. That's what the end of the bracha says. Leman Shema, Be'ahava. We're going to do this with love. What does it mean, Be'ahava? Avraham Avinu lived with Ahava. He did every step along the way was with love, although it was difficult and it was challenging. The Ben Ish Chai also says, let's finish with the Ben Ish Chai for today. Kishi Agia Lamilas Be'ahava. So important because he said the Shresh very constantly says it's in a Sefer. Yichavin Limsa Nafshe. I am ready to be Moisa Nefesh for Hashem. Al Kiddush Hashem. That's what you have to want. Chemini Chasidim, he says. Sheyara Chachazin. And the Chazin says the word Be'ahava. Say it Be'ahava. Don't just say it quickly. To give the Oilam, Chol Adam Yizar Bezeh. You have to be limpser atzmei al kiddush Hashem when you say the word ahava. I love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am ready to be moiser nefesh for you. We're going to see what those words mean in Mitzvah Hashem next week. We now at least have gotten up to. We have to explain maybe go now, but at least I've gotten you up to the almost to leman shemay biahava. Kiddush Hashem is biahava. We'll review Amint Hashem next week. We'll go through it quickly again. And then we're going to finish off the bracha and heading into two other parts in the tefillah. That's more of a, not just the knowledge of why we say these tefillahs and understanding them a little bit